Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop, running the three-man show today. Cakes took the morning off. It was planned, but he had a late one last night in the Cakes Classic over at MGM National Harbor. He does that the first Wednesday of every month, and I think he finished third.
Nice. Super happy for him.
So he was probably playing until 1 or 2 in the morning. Join us right now, though, on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. What's up, Dave?
Dave, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How many playoff leagues are we in this year?
I'm in two of my three.
I'm in two out of two, but to be honest, one of the leagues, it's a father-son league with a bunch of 12-year-olds. We had the league
set up. You're crushing the 12-year-olds.
Well, no, we had the league set up where every team made the playoffs.
Oh, so that doesn't count.
I think I am a four seed, which is not bad.
Well, how many leagues did you get into? 12?
I was in 14. I had some heartbreak in week 13, and I'm in 7 playoffs now.
All right, so, not bad. Right.
So I don't feel real great about that, but I'm hoping to bring home 7 trophies.
I want to say this, Dave. I got so many questions, but I'm not going to take up all the listeners' time. So I'm going to call you later today. Is that okay?
Yeah. Well, you can ask a few because Cakes is not here.
I'm going to ask one. I'll just ask one, and then I'll give it to the listeners. But I'm going to call you later today because it's playoff week. I mean, okay. these are critical decisions.
We should put this call that you're going to give me on Twitch or something like that.
Well, I don't know if we'll go that far. But in one of my leagues, this is not my super flex league where I play two quarterbacks. It's the other league. But I had Goff and I had Stafford. Obviously, Stafford's hurt. I dumped Goff because he was so bad for weeks, and then of course he goes nuts last week. So I have I have Tannehill, Fitzpatrick. I can still pick up Goff, but those are my options: Tannehill, Fitzpatrick, or Goff.
I currently have Goff ranked the highest of the three,
but not very high. Correct.
And he's 13th.
Okay,
but I kind of like all three of the quarterbacks. I want to say you can't go wrong with any of the three, but I don't think the upside is quite there for Tannehill like it is for Fitzpatrick and Goff. And I think Goff is probably – this sounds nuts because of how bad he'd been playing until last week. I think he might be the safest of the three.
Really?
Against Seattle. Well, it's typically high-scoring games between the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And I think the Rams are going to have to throw in this game. And Seattle's coming off of a Monday night game on the road that always is a little bit harder for defenses. And Goff played really, really well last week. And yeah. I think having his full complement of weapons, and I think adding Tyler Higbee into the mix really made things great for them. So maybe they put Tyler Higbee in their game plan because they're playing Arizona, and the whole world knows that Arizona stinks against tight ends. But maybe they take elements of that and they put it into their game plan against Seattle, who, by the way, also stinks against covering tight ends, just not as bad as Arizona. And I think that helps make Goff more comfortable.
So Goff,
that's really what it should be all about for the Rams right now, is what does it take to make Jared Goff comfortable?
So the reason
they're doing a good job of that.
So Goff or Fitzpatrick, okay. The reason I dumped Goff 2 weeks ago is because I was trailing in my one of my last regular season games by 6 points, right? And he was going against the Ravens, and the other guy had Zuerlein, right? Trailing by 6, he had the kicker, I had the quarterback, and I lost. So I dumped him. Isn't that unbelievable? He couldn't outscore the kicker.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy fantasy football year to begin with, and pretty much every year is crazy when it comes to fantasy football, but that one's pretty brutal.
All right, this is a question from my guy Kareem over at Hollywood Casino, Charlestown Races. Cousins or Mahomes?
I'm going to go with Mahomes. I know everybody's nervous because he's taking on the Patriots, but the Patriots were pretty bad against Deshaun Watson last week, and Mahomes has played him twice, never in Foxborough, and he's put up good numbers against them both times. I think he can do it again. I think Kansas City's offense will be pumped for this game. The offensive line is healthy. I would be surprised if Mahomes had a dud against the Patriots.
All right, then one more. I need 3 out of 4. So which one don't I play? Dalvin Cook, Freeman, Kareem Hunt, or Jamal Williams?
Jamal Williams is who you're going to sit out this week. And it's not that I dislike Jamal Williams. He's playing almost as much as Aaron Jones. And the matchup against the Skins, you know it's going to be pretty good. I just like the other three guys better, including Kareem Hunt against Cincinnati. Their run defense just is not good at all. I think Kareem Hunt could find the end zone again.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls here. Let's go to Steve in Manassas. Steve, what's up? You're on with Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, I got two quick questions. One, Drew Brees or Carson Wentz, and then the other one is my flex spot between Jamal Williams, Mike Williams, Paris Campbell, or A.J. Brown. Thank you. Both PPR.
Yeah, that's a gross group. I think A.J. Brown probably has the most upside, and it's against the Raiders, so I would take a chance on him. Wentz is not gross. He was awesome last week. He's going to be awesome again this week against a bad Giants defense.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Atlanta. Jeff, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, full point PPR. Would you start Rashad Penny over any of the following? Saquon, Chris Carson, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, or Allen Robinson?
Nope. You've got five really good starters there. Even Saquon Barkley, who hasn't given you what you wanted as a number one pick. But I think that Rashad Penny is good. I think he's a good flex option. We've seen it from the Seahawks. This is an interesting stat. Last three games that Seattle's played against the Rams, high-scoring games like I talked about with Goff, the run game has been awesome for Seattle in all three of those games. The second running back, it was Mike Davis in 2018, the second back has had good numbers for Seattle in two of those three games. And I think that there is room for Rashad Penny to be that second back again. I know they want to get him going, but I just wouldn't trust him over the other guys that you mentioned.
All right, let's go to Todd in Fairfax. Todd, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So I got Minshew, Brissett, or Jameis Winston.
Oh, I'm sorry. What a group. Winston would be the one to go with against Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Even though, what, is he leading the league in interceptions?
Got to be up there.
He turns the ball over a lot, but most games that the Bucs are in are ones where he has to throw a ton. And I don't trust their run game. I know last week it was a game where they didn't have to throw a lot, and it was nice and easy on Winston's arm, but I still expect him to throw plenty against Indianapolis.
Dave, in one of my flexes, would you play Tyler Boyd, DJ Chark, or Debo?
Boyd, especially if it's PPR. I think if it's non-PPR, it's a little bit tougher of a call. But
it's PPR.
Again, playing Cincinnati, good. Then it's done.
Okay.
Tyler Boyd, he actually, his averages with Andy Dalton is about 10 targets and 6 catches per game. He was under the catch average in the first game with Dalton back last week. I expect him to get back over that receiving average this week.
Okay.
Talking fantasy football with Dave Richard, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. This one from Tanner Rainey's Cleat. Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins? Cousins has outperformed Wilson in fantasy like 4 of the past 5 weeks, according to Tanner Rainey's Cleat.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with Russell Wilson still. I just think that there's more upside with him. I like Kirk Cousins a lot. He's a top-10 quarterback for me against Detroit. But I wonder just how much work he's going to have to do against the Lions, because I don't expect the Lions to be maybe they can compete a little bit in the game because Minnesota's defense is going to be tired after playing on the road on Monday. There's a chance there that Cousins can be okay. I just think the upside for Russell Wilson is better.
All right, let's go to Kevin, calling from Glendale. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Morning, boys. Hey, Dave. Hey, I've got 4 running backs, and I'm starting 3. Is Alexander Mattison worth a start over Devin Singletary, Aaron Jones, or Nick Chubb? Thank you.
No. The only way that he would be is if Dalvin Cook ends up being out, in which case I would start him over Singletary. So it looks like Dalvin Cook's going to try and play, and this is another element of the Vikings offense that could change this week. Dalvin Cook will probably be the leading running back in the game. He'll probably lead the way in terms of playing time and touches, but Madison's going to get some work too because they can't afford to lose Dalvin Cook for their playoff run. So don't be surprised if it's a little less work for Dalvin Cook this week. The good news is they're playing Detroit. This is where I think the offense is going to go for Minnesota, is through their run game.
This tweet from Hometown Homer. Connor or DJ Moore for a flex position? standard league?
I'm going to go with DJ Moore because I don't know if Connor's going to play. I mean, they're talking about him being questionable at best for the game, and DJ Moore has just been on fire. So there's no reason in the world to get away from Moore.
What are you hearing on Julio Jones?
I think he's going to play. They said that he would have played on Sunday if the game were on Sunday last week, and said it was on Thanksgiving night, so it was just a little bit too soon. So I would expect him to play, but I do think that this could be a Devontae Freeman week for Atlanta, and they try and get him going because the matchup is just so good for him, and it's been a long time since he's been in the end zone. I wonder if they try and run the ball a little bit more than usual.
Okay.
All right, are we ready for the speed round? JP, do you know all the rules?
I don't.
Cakes usually runs the rules, but I believe there's no small talk.
Yeah.
No dumb questions. No speakerphone. No Bluetooth. And I may be missing a rule or two, but
and you can't question Dave. Yes. Whatever Dave says goes.
We've been doing it forever. People know the rules.
Couple All of right. tweets here on the speed round from KCAM. Geis, Penny, Curtis Samuel, standard league. Who do you go with there?
I'm going to go with Penny.
And standard league, if Connor's out, Benny Snell or Devin Singletary?
Singletary.
All right. Let's go to Andrew Prince William. Speed round, go. Ooh. All right. Said. All right. Let's go to Chris. Richmond speed round, go.
Need two of three. Cousins, Goff, or Josh Allen?
I'm going to sit Allen.
Let's go to Ron. Frederick speed round, go.
Garoppolo or Brady, or should I pick up Tannehill for them? Either one.
Tannehill. It's Tannehill. I know it sounds weird, but that's what you should do.
Let's go to Chris. Haymarket speed round, go.
Wow.
Matt Ryan or Kirk Cousins?
Cousins.
Kyle, Columbia, speed round, go.
Baker, Tannehill, or Goff, and do I start Amari Cooper? Thanks.
You can start Cooper, and I'd go Baker among those quarterbacks.
And he violated a question which I didn't bring up, which is no multiple questions.
Ah, let's go to Steve. Fairfax, go.
Half-point PPR, Tyler Higbee or Vance McDonald?
Higbee.
This one from Alex on Twitter. Freeman or Eckler? PPR league.
Yeah, Eckler if it's a PPR league, yeah.
Let's go to Carlos. Speed round, go.
Dallas D or Saints D?
I would go with the Saints.
Go to Dave Waldorf. Speed round, go.
What up, though? Patrick Mahomes or Carson Wentz? Go.
Let's go to Chris. You should have said that at the end. Then he would have been fine. Let's go to Chris. Fredericksburg, go.
Philip Lindsay or Darius Geis PPR?
Lindsay, but it's not by a lot.
This one from our guy Jabby. Standard league, Mixon or Damian Williams?
I don't think Williams is going to play, so that makes that one easy to answer.
Let's go to Scott. Speed round, go.
Tannehill or Ryan?
It's a close call between the two. I think I'm going to go with Ryan.
And let me see. It says don't answer Mike. All right, so we go to our guy, John DePompa. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave. I'm in a PPF league, the points per flop. What's right. the bigger flop, the Charlie's Angels reboot or JP's big New Balances flopping on the treadmill?
That's a pretty big.
Hey, I don't run in New Balances. I only run in Brooks.
He's a Brooks guy.
So, Dave, I'm going to
call. JP's a BK guy.
Dave, I'm going to call you later today. I got more questions, okay?
All right, I'll be ready.
I hear a couple tweets.
Thank you, John.
Just hold up. Leave Dave on the line.
Yeah.
This one from Boogie 301, Jamal Williams, Mostert, or Geis?
You know what? I'm going to go with Geis there.
Wow. Winston Baker
or Goff?
Finally
got one where Geis is the answer.
Yeah. Winston Baker or Goff?
I think I have Winston ranked the highest of the three, so Winston.
Do you like Cooper tonight against Chicago's defense, or I got DK Metcalf?
I like Cooper over Metcalf. Chicago's missing one of their top cornerbacks in the game, so I would imagine the Cowboys are going to go after Kevin Tolliver.
And they have to win.
Cornerback for Chicago.
Then Dallas has
to
win the game.
Yeah, both teams do. It's a playoff game for both of them.
Right, right.
All right, last one from JB. Ridley or Mike Williams?
Ridley.
All right, Dave, great stuff as always. You can always tweet him.
Talk to you next week.
Dave Richard.
Thank you, buddy.
Follow him on CBSSports.com.
Hopefully I'm still alive next week in those two leagues.
All right, man. We'll make sure you are.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
You got it, guys. Hey,
Erica, we're told to go to Mike and Bristow, line 8.
All right. Mike, what's up, pal?
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
Long-time listener. I wanted to bring something to light that I know will touch Bickle probably especially, but the whole Junkies family, your longtime caller, Pastor Jonathan Bristow.
Yeah.
His home burnt to the ground last night.
You're kidding.
That's horrible. Including the van for his seven children.
Oh my God.
You know, he's got seven kids from 2 to 14.
Everyone's okay?
Everyone alive?
No injuries.
Oh, that's good.
That's amazing.
Well, that's what insurance is
house,
for.
House destroyed, car destroyed.
What happened? How did it burn down?
I think that's still under investigation, but I think just some, you know, electrical fire or something. You never think would happen. But
I thought I saw Jacques' name on the. I think he still called in for fantasy advice.
I think he did.
He did. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Why didn't we keep him on?
Well,
he has two daughters that play at the same volleyball club as my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm in a lot of the same tournament, the Bickle League, running around, you know, 4 days a week. And he's got two girls that play. They're out of their house. It's the holidays. I know his youngest is just recovering from a major surgery and in the hospital. It's in a home soon.
Well, why don't we do this? So obviously somebody's going to send up a GoFundMe page or something, right? And we'll put it out
it's
there.
It's already up.
Okay.
It's already up.
All right. So how can people find it?
So it's Jacques Rancourt, R-E-N-C-O-U-R-T, just like it sounds.
All right, we'll find it.
GoFundMe and put
and we'll retweet it. We'll put it on our Facebook page and everything else. Pastor Jacques calls us every week for fantasy advice.
He's a big fantasy football head and didn't mention it.
And he's actually an amazing.
He told me he was on the line. I couldn't believe it.
No, yeah, he was. He's actually an amazing guy who, to the best of my understanding, like he adopts like a lot of kids that have a lot of issues, right? Isn't that kind of his deal?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, like really severe issues.
Met him a couple times. Yeah, he came out to an appearance.
It's ranged from 2 to 14, seven kids.
Beautiful
family.
Hey, thank you for letting us know, Mike, and we'll make sure we get the information out there. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure, boy. Keep it up. All the best.
Maybe only once. He came out to at least one pregame show last year.
Hey, Jacques was on the line. He was just going to ask a fantasy question. His house just burned down?
Yeah, well, he said he was out in the car, so he might as well call in.
Oh, my God. How is he doing? Like,
he's okay. He's obviously glad everyone's all right. But the plan was to talk to him after Mike called in.
Right.
Let him tell the story. And then
we're going to do that next break?
Yeah,
or?
I'm trying to get a hold of him right now.
All right. So stay tuned for that. Obviously, if you have a few
bucks.
There
he is. He's calling in.
If you have a few bucks, you know, you can ship it that way because that guy's an unbelievable guy. And that is a horrific story. But just glad everybody's okay. But we'll talk to Pastor Jacques when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Jason has a weird concoction of stuff. So he's got vitamin water, tropical citrus.
Uh-huh.
He's got his cold and flu medicine. And then he's got what kind of almonds? Just regular almonds?
Blue Diamond, lightly salted.
I get those all the time. Those are silly.
They're great.
It's a great snack. A lot of calories, I think, though, maybe after a period of time, but they're good.
I pommel almonds all the time.
Yeah,
I was just hungry, and I was grabbing stuff out of the pantry.
All right, so we've got a packed show. Sean Merriman's going to join us coming up at 8:40. We'll talk NFL with him, the former two-time Pro Bowler, John Feinstein at 9 o'clock, and Mark Turgeon, head coach of the Terps, at 9:40. But we just found out about our guy, Pastor Jacques, who calls in most Thursdays for fantasy football.
Oh, like every Thursday. Yes. In fact, I was looking for his name.
He didn't see it
in the original list. Then I saw it briefly, and then it disappeared. And I wondered what was going on. Jacques, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. So sorry to hear the news. So tell our listeners, people that are just getting in their cars, what happened yesterday?
I still am trying to figure out, piece everything together. But, no, I was sitting on my deck. I was on a conference call behind my house, and my brother-in-law, Uncle Tyler, and he's autistic, so he was sitting in the living room watching TV. And so I look up, and I see a film of smoke over top of my garage. And there's the moment, just time slows down. I'm kind of like, that looks like smoke. And then I smell it at the same time, like, crap. So I get up, and I run around the side of the house, and I run in through the garage. The garage door's up, is opened, and the entire front half of my garage, my bus, my minivan, but the whole front of it is in flames, like, unbelievable. So I'm running through that because my three-year-old is napping upstairs.
Oh, my God.
And so, I bust into the door, and I just, and Uncle Tyler, he's just, there's a whole film, like you see in movies, of smoke moving across the ceiling.
Wow.
And I'm like, Tyler, out, dude. He finally looks away from the TV, sprints to the front door, and get him out. Like, I sprint upstairs, bust into Salsa's bedroom. I grab her. Like, it's weird. Like, I hugged her. I remember grabbing her, and I stopped for a moment and just hugged her. And it was probably a maybe 2-second hug that felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It meant that much to me. Sprinted downstairs. I ran across the neighbors, calling 911, called my wife Emily is in California because my now 3-year-old daughter Luna just had open heart surgery at Stanford University Hospital in September. So they've been there for 3 months. They've been there for 3 months, and they're actually, today was the day they're medvacking her back to Children's National in D.C. And so she's not even around to, so it was just crazy, crazy. You're sitting there watching your house burn. And,
I'm so sorry, man. Were you able, I mean, you know, when your house burns down, obviously all you care about is your loved ones. But, you know, like pictures, were you able to grab anything?
I was setting up for Christmas lights, and because I go nuts about Christmas. I'm first team all Christmas. Love it. And so I had taken a bunch of all of the pictures that we had. I have a box that it's so emotional. I don't know how you guys are about family pictures.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to look at them because they take you back and you get all
everything.
Emotional.
Yeah.
I start crying every time I look at them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I was moving boxes around the other day, so I took the box, a big old, I had like 3 boxes of family pictures, moved them all in the garage where the fire started. So they're all gone. But, I mean, like you said, all that stuff. Like, I was, like, sitting there going, praise God that it was a daytime fire.
Right.
How quickly was the fire department there after it started?
They're unbelievable. Noakesville Fire Department's unbelievable. They were there, I mean, before the flames had even gotten from the garage to the actual house. I mean, the garage was
But they couldn't
smoke,
slow it but, down? They couldn't slow it down?
We were able to recover and get a bunch of stuff out afterwards. They were able to slow it down. So, I mean, we're going to be out. We don't know how long, but we'll see what they can do.
So the
I mean, the water
of the
damage.
House is still up.
The structure of the main part of the house is still up. So,
oh, my God. I'm
well,
so
that's
sorry, man.
That's what insurance is for, bro. At least you got everybody out.
Yeah.
I know you lost a lot of pictures. That sucks.
How do you deal
with all that stuff?
I don't even know, but you know what? No one can handle this better than Pastor Jacques, because your life, there's so much stress involved in it. I don't even know how you live day to day. I mean, the guy's a godsend. He goes around there and he adopts these children with these heart issues and everything else. You have so much on your plate. I don't know how you can deal with all this.
You know, there was a moment yesterday where I'm sitting on the lawn across the street, and I mean, news is getting around, and it's friends and family are showing up, and neighbors are showing up, and our church peeps are amazing. I mean, they're just like, what can we do? And their envelopes of gift cards, and like, it's just crazy stuff, crazy stuff. But it's amazing. There's just so much negative publicity out there. And it's a shame that it takes something like this for people to taste the goodness of humanity. But there's a lot of good in the world.
Of course. But still, I don't know how, and you're a bright light, dude, because I don't know how you deal with it, man. We're going to put your...
Hey, man, I'm telling you what, the Lord is my strength, man. He's my strength.
We're going to put the GoFundMe
We'll put
page
the GoFundMe out
Twitter.
There on Facebook. We'll put it on Twitter. Put it on the Junkies. Do we even have a website? We don't really have a website, do we? I guess the 106.7 The Fan website.
TheFanDC.com.
People will help you. Promise you.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are good, man.
Yeah, hang in there. And then you were going to call in and just ask a fantasy question.
Still
yeah, I know. Well,
in.
I was on the way to get Dunkin' Donuts because I need my coffee, and I thought I might as well call. But, yeah.
Where are you guys going to sleep, like, the next few days, next few months?
We're still trying to figure that out, and the insurance will figure some things out. But we've got, you know, family in town. We've got friends. And so we stayed over at my in-laws, my father-in-law's place last night, just kind of camped out in different rooms. So
how many are in your house normally now? I know that you've
have a big family, but some may not be in the house now. How many are in your house on a typical night?
Well, I have the 7 kids. So my wife and Luna, she's out in California. They're the ones that are coming back now. So it was me and the other 6.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And then how many of these 6 have issues of the 7 children?
Of the very complicated heart issues, 4 of them. Lily's the one who had the heart transplant like 5 years ago at Children's National. And then Thaddeus, my boy, he's still waiting on some procedures and stuff. He's got a long road ahead. So the 3 of them are what I would say, critical.
Oh, my God. And then the others, have they had stuff and now they're doing better?
Yeah, one of the girls we adopted, she's from Puerto Rico. Her name is Annabella. We call her Salsa. Her personality is unbelievable. She's 3. She was born at 2 pounds, had some issues early on, and she's completely healthy now. Mackenzie, she's a trip. Now, her developmental delays were pretty huge. She was tied to a crib for the first 3 years of her life, 2 years of her life. She couldn't walk when we got her. Orphanage abuse, all kinds of crazy crap. And now she's got the most unbelievable personality on earth. Just to see her, she's like how far she's come. It's unbelievable to actually be a part of their story. So I feel like we're the lucky ones.
He's like fostering and adopting kids the way people do pets. But he's doing it like with real humans.
How many of the 7 are all? I'm sorry, I missed this. How many of the 7 are adopted?
Oh, 5. So we've got my 2 oldest are the homemade kids.
Okay.
Dryden's away. Okay.
Right. Yeah. How old are they?
Dryden's 14. She's Dryden and Slayer, my volleyball, they're starting up their club volleyball season, and so they're gearing up for that. So they've got some good distractions to kind of...
Who do they play for?
American Volleyball Club.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, well, if you ever see me out at any of the events, make sure you come up and say hello for sure.
You got it.
And we'll get, on a serious note, we'll get the GoFundMe page out there, and all of us will donate, and we'll make sure that we publicize it. Hang in there, buddy.
You got it, man. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Pastor Jacques. What a terrible, terrible story, but what a bright light that dude is. Can you imagine? I can't even fathom.
He's a great dude. Great man.
Yeah. What's the GoFundMe page? Do you remember it?
We'll just put it on the Facebook page, right. And then we'll retweet it and all that stuff.
All right.
The most surprising thing, now this is just going to make light of this. The most surprising thing about Pastor Jacques, I remember, is he has a barbed wire tattoo.
Oh, he does?
He's got a... I think it was a barbed wire tattoo.
He's one of those, like, he's like a cool pastor.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course he is.
Diesel.
Guy calls, really? He calls in every week for this fantasy team.
He does.
He's dedicated.
He's got his priorities straight.
All right, you want to take a couple other regular calls? We can try.
Go to Kevin in Fairfax.
Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jumps.
Hey, happy holidays, fellas.
Yeah, what's you too, up, man.
Yeah, I think the Steelers are going to get the number one wild card. They've been going down the stretch at 6-1, and they can go as bad as 2-2 over the last 2 because they are at the Cardinals and at the Jets.
Hold on,
the Bills home.
On the number one,
they have
wild
their
card?
Annual slugfest.
Number one wild card or number 2 wild card? Because the Bills are 9-3.
Well, they play. I didn't look at that. They have their annual holiday slugfest with the Ravens, but this time it's at the Ravens.
Right, right.
And even though they're injured in third string quarterback, do you think they have a chance to win at least one wild card?
I mean, they're going to be right there. Tomlin's done an unbelievable job. I'd probably vote for him coach of the year. I'm not sure they win that because, I mean, at some point, isn't Hodges going to play like a third string quarterback? He's been playing so good.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they call him Duck is because the offensive line, he's been ducking.
Well, I'm just saying, it's at some point, he's going to make mistakes. And I don't know. I didn't look at the schedule. You said they play the Cardinals this week, right? And then they play the Ravens in week 17. Who else did they play? They play the Bills.
They're at the Jets. They got the Bills home.
I'd say they go 2-2 there, 9 wins, and they got a shot. They got a shot.
I think this
know.
Is our guy Kevin from Glory Days Grill. We're going to be at Glory Days Grill in Falls Church this week. Barcroft Plaza, if you want to join me and Cakes for the pregame show before the Redskins take on the Packers, 11 a.m.
Maybe
Glory
they
Days
get
Grill
hooked in week
Falls
17
Church.
And the Ravens don't need that game.
Right.
If they need that game, they're not going to win it. So if they don't need the Ravens game, maybe they have a shot there. But, RG3 or Trace or someone probably still beat them.
You know, people have been tweeting lately asking when we're going to have our drinking show. And the drinking show is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I know it seems early. It's crazy. Thanksgiving was late this year. Our vacations start to kick in after tomorrow. So tomorrow is our drinking show. There are listeners that we have that annually take off work and they drink along with us.
By the way, what was this topic? We didn't get to it earlier in the show on the outline about somebody fibbing on the show, guys. Can we address that? What's going on?
You want to do it? We could do it because Casey's not here. He's not listening. We could break his balls.
What happened?
What do you think?
Well, I wanted to do it with him here, but
just tease.
But I'd rather do it with Casey.
It's fine. We can do it again when he gets back.
You remember how he said he was asked yesterday how many times he uses his Peloton?
Oh yeah.
So twice somebody, a week he says.
Oh, you can look it up.
Somebody looked it up. He'd use it once in the last 30 days.
And he said he does it once or twice a week.
He said once or twice a week. Oh, you see him selling money metal cakes.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So you can track
it. So funny.
Yeah, because it's like a community.
Because we were joking on him for buying a Peloton.
But I know, but can't you use it when not put up the screen?
You could. That could be his defense. But
somebody
called in.
Yeah, but
they did the research.
Yeah, but if you're
and they
doing
said
a,
shenanigans.
If you're doing a class and everything, it's all like recorded.
Yeah.
Like,
if you want to do the whole point data. Of it is to do a class and to do the live
there's
stuff.
There's no point in just getting on the bike and pedaling.
Yeah. You would log in. So he'd log in.
Yeah, but for him, there might be.
Well, maybe, I don't know. He's logged in 36 times. Oh. But he's had it over a year, and the math doesn't add up to twice a week.
Oh. 36 isn't that. It's not awful.
I think
it's a couple times.
That's
a month.
About what is that? About $10.
Two, three times a month.
He did a workout on Thanksgiving too.
Yeah, Thanksgiving and then November 10th was the last one before that.
That's hilarious.
He knew he was going to stuff his face with turkey, so he got to get a Peloton ride in.
So I don't know, Jason.
I'm going to say that he gets on it and just rides it for
no,
20
there's
minutes.
No, there's no point. There's literally no point.
Why isn't there a point?
Because the whole point of having a Peloton is doing
the class
and doing the live
thing. Yeah, you do the class, you track your progress, you interact with other users.
You literally wasted $2,000 if you get on it to not
sign in. I know, but isn't
in.
That kind of cakes, though? His mentality. He's not competitive that way.
No, he's a white liar. He's a liar.
Oh yeah. I think he lied.
I think we get him on the show.
It's not a big lie. It's just he is good at white lies.
I think we get him on the show.
I think he just didn't want to be embarrassed that he hasn't really used it that much.
Yeah, but he's honest about stuff. He says, "Yeah, I'm fat. I don't do anything."
He doesn't really say that. You say that.
I know, but he's always.
He says I'm doughy.
When we talk about working out and doing things actively.
I know he's running with Farley now. So
yeah,
maybe he's just kind of combined the workouts. In his head, he's working out.
I think he just didn't want to
I was just trying to defend him.
JP just kind of breaking his balls a little bit. How often do you really use it? And he said, twice a week.
I'd be willing to bet.
The truth is he's used it twice in the last month. They got a document.
I'd be willing to bet that one of those times was his kids, not him.
I think we make it awkward and get him on the show.
Oh, we'll call.
We'll do that at 9:20. How about that at 9:20? Because coming up next, we've got Sean Merriman, former Terp linebacker.
Now, don't text him and don't tweet him and tell him.
Pro bowler. He might not even be awake
yet.
We got
all these tattletales out here. They're going to tweet him and tell him.
So we'll talk some NFL with Sean Merriman next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back to the Junks. I believe we're going to have Sean Merriman on the show, former Terps standout, two-time all first-team All-Pro.
I was just trying to put up the link to the GoFundMe page for Pastor Jacques and family, and it should be up on our Facebook page in the next minute. It's just amazing how Adam just freezes because I had to log in, I had to find the link. Drab found it on GoFundMe. And then I started writing just a quick caption, and you really just need to add like three more words, and Adam just completely freezes, like, what do I got to write? And so if it's butchered, it's because Adam writes the last three or four words.
Right.
All right. Is Sean there? Finally online?
I think Sean is there. And by the way, it's Sean Merriman's 17th annual Lights Out Coat Drive. It's coming up this Saturday, December 7th at Xfinity Center during the Maryland Hoops game against Illinois. Coat Drive starts at 3:30. Tip-off is at 5. The drive this year is dedicated to homeless U.S. veterans who are in need of a warm coat this winter. Great cause. Good morning, Sean. It's been a long time.
How you guys doing, man?
Doing great, hey, man.
So, Sean, Scott McBrien's a friend of mine. I know you know Scott very well.
Yes.
And when Scott heard that you were coming on the show, he sent me a quick text this morning. He says, talk to Sean about – this is pretty funny. Talk to Sean about how I used to bust his ass in practice, and I made him carry me off the field my last day of practice. Is that true?
No.
Oh, it's not true. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I mean somebody busted my ass in practice. That's that never happened.
Oh, okay,
so you know, right then and there, it should be a fiction story.
All right. I'm texting him right now.
I remember when we had Sean on when he was at Maryland and before the draft. But you've been doing this coat drive 17 years, so that you're 35 now. So that puts you, what, 18 when you started this?
Yeah, man, I was a sophomore there at the University of Maryland. And, I'm from PG County, Maryland. You guys kind of know my story. We grew up, we was left, you know, a few different times homeless. And I always said, look, if I got an opportunity to not let someone feel like this, and I was going to, you know, do something about it. And my sophomore year when I started it, I just thought that we were going to get, you know, a few hundred coats and help a few hundred people in the winter, and that'd be a really good thing. And 26,000 coats later, man, I mean.
That's amazing.
I think it's been going on for a long time, and, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you guys and everybody at Maryland, and people will come out and drop off. So, yeah, if you got a winter coat you need to get rid of out of your closet, please bring them. It's going to help a lot of people this year, especially the vets, the military vets, MCVET, we're partnering with this year. I don't believe we do enough for our military in this country, and hopefully it's going to help out a lot of people.
Well, you had an unbelievable pro career, and I want to get some of your thoughts on the NFL. But before I do that, I was telling the boys, because I follow you on social media, aren't you involved in this bare-knuckle fighting bit? I mean, and JP was like, what, is he announced? I go, no, I think he fights.
Well, you know, I have my league, my MMA league, Lights Out Extreme Fighting, so you know, we're currently on Fox Sports. But yeah, I was going to fight bare knuckle 7-8 months ago, and the league ended up not doing so well, so I didn't take that fight. Thankfully, because now, you know, I have Lights Out Extreme Fighting, which is on Fox Sports. And who knows, man? Look, I'm headed to train right now, and we'll see what happens. You know.
So will you fight then in your own league?
It's a possibility, man. We've been talking about it since we launched back in May.
What's your martial arts background? Do you have any?
Yeah, so I started training in between 2005 and 2006 season when I was playing football. And Jay Glazer, you know, over at Fox Sports, you know, who was heavily into MMA at the time, he linked me up with Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell and some other guys. So at that point, every offseason, I started to train. Well, you know, fast forward, I retired in 2013, and I was on my way to go and fight. But the sport wasn't paying. They wasn't paying enough to jump in a cage when I retired. And, you know, the story's kind of changed with mixed martial arts now. It's, you know, it could be a really, really good industry, especially for former and retired guys. So we got a couple former NFL guys that's fighting with Lights Out right now.
So who but do you have, like, are you a Muay Thai guy? Do you have jiu-jitsu? What do you have in your background?
Yeah, I'm a striker, man. I mean, we work on the ground and do different things. You know, obviously, I've been doing Muay Thai when I first started with. I'm a big guy, man. Right. So it's, you know, and you have these guys that started early, right? Yeah. I mean, they've been training early, and their technique and their discipline is a little bit different. Having a background from the NFL, being athletic, being strong and explosive, you know, you walk into a cage or a ring, whatever you want to do in combat sports, and you have a leg up. Now it's really about honing in on your craft.
Right, you're not necessarily going for an arm bar or some fancy, like, Kimura. You just want to knock some guy out.
Yeah, you know, I can. I have. But, you know, for me, I've always been a striker. As I just told you, I grew up in Prince George's County, Maryland, and I grew up around – I grew up around a ton of boxers. You know, I had a ton of pro boxers in my family. I had a ton of pro boxers. Neighborhood and where we come from, it was a thing. You know, combat sports was a thing for us. And, you know, that just kind of transitioned over into MMA, which is, you know, right now the hottest sport in the country.
Right. Talking to Sean Merriman, of course, two-time Pro Bowler in the NFL, started with the Chargers. What do you make of Phillip Rivers? Do you think this is it for Phillip Rivers? He's thrown a lot of picks this year. Like, or do you still bet on him to continue and be a really good quarterback in the league?
Well, it's no doubt he can still play. It just depends on what's going to happen after this year, right? He has the contract situation is still open right now, right? And no one knows what's going to happen with that. But look, let's not forget the fact they lost three offensive linemen this year, three starting offensive linemen, and you know, Phillip Rivers is not the most mobile quarterback around. So you know, by losing those guys, he took a big hit, and it showed in this play. He wasn't able to move in and out of the pocket and get off some of these passes. And he started to force. He started to force throws that he normally and typically wouldn't make. I mean, I played with the guy, you know, for 6 years. And I can tell you that some of these throws I'm looking at is just not him. Mm. But I think because of the back-to-back interception games, the back-to-back of people just saying, oh, he should retire or he should move on, he's forcing throws that he typically wouldn't make on an everyday basis.
Yeah, I can see them drafting a quarterback and making a move here soon. He has looked really bad. I understand the offensive line is certainly an issue, but man, he's just looking like an older quarterback each week. He's had some bad games this year, Sean.
No doubt about it. Anytime you have multiple interceptions back-to-back and three and four interceptions, I mean, it's not. I mean, he'll throw for 300-plus and throw four picks, right? Because that just won't help you. And – you know, I think they have a couple of things to fix this year. They lost three or four games within 7 points. And that has to – if you're a player on the team, that has to hurt, especially after the season when you watch everyone else play in the playoffs.
Hey, Sean, I wanted to ask you about Maryland real quick before we let you go. We were talking about the Terps earlier in the show. Of course, you were there and you were drafted in 2005. So you were there, you know, early 2000s. Loxley's going to lose some guys here. Now, maybe he's kind of cleaning house, but he's going to lose McFarland and Leak. They're going to go pro. He's losing some guys to the transfer portal. It was a bad year. They started off 2-0, only win three games. We're getting crushed by everybody in the last 5-6 weeks. Are you still positive on Mike Loxley and he can get something turned around here? I mean, you can't judge him until year three. I always say that. He's got to get his guys in there. But are you a pro Loxley guy for the Terps?
No, absolutely. No question. I still have a lot of faith in him. You know, I knew this year was going to be kind of shaky. You know, I didn't think three wins shaky, but yeah. I did think it was going to be kind of shaky because you have a coach that's coming in who's one of the best recruiters in the nation. And he's back home in his hometown in that D.C., Maryland, Virginia, where I always say has some of the best talent in the country between D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I mean, you keep these guys home, and you can compete with anybody in the country. You can compete with the Michigans and Ohio State. You just have to keep these guys home. The problem is you come into a program and you don't have it all your guys yet. You don't have it in your weapons and your system and everything you're trying to implement because you have to – not really clean house, but, you know, there is a change that's going to happen, and it takes a little bit of time.
All right, Sean. Well, best of luck, man. Love connecting with you. We did something with him on Junks TV, following him on draft day.
I remember.
Great to the show.
Was it 2004?
2000. When were you drafted? 2005?
2005. Yeah, wow. That was great, man. I remember that.
Yeah. It was so much fun. Well, listen, we appreciate everything you do. 17th year with the coat thing, and we'll make sure we promote it for you to keep it going. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
The 17th year. Right. Lights on. So, coat drive this Saturday, December 7th.
So real quick.
Xfinity Center. You show up at 3:30 with your coats, and you got the Maryland game against Illinois at 5.
We were talking about Maryland, and Sean's saying keep the guys in state, right? Mm-hmm. So I just went to Rivals.com and went to the state rankings, mm-hmm. All right? The top kid in the state is the kid from Damascus, the big defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. I think it's Brian Bressy. Mm-hmm. He's going to Clemson. Mm-hmm. Number two, Chris Braswell going to Bama. Number three, Marshawn Lloyd from DeMatha going to South Carolina. Four, Jordan Tolles from Baltimore going to LSU. Mm-hmm. Aaron Parks out of Fort Washington, National Christian, going to OU. Mm-hmm. You have to go down to the 40th, I think it's the 40th prospect in the state before you get a Maryland Terrapin.
Well, think about it. It's a tough sell right now. They have a disastrous year this year, and they lost the last seven. Uh-huh. They had the kid die on campus the year before.
I know.
Really, really tough sell right now.
I'm just saying that, actually, I'm sorry, you go to the 22nd. Corey Dykes out of Oxon Hill.
Yeah.
He's going to go to Maryland. But all these top guys, and this is just Maryland. This isn't Virginia. All these top guys are going to the LSUs, the Bamas, the Clemsons, mm-hmm. Ohio States, the Michigans.
Well, they're going
to
win.
Penn State. I know.
It's hard.
It's going to be hard.
It's hard.
I know he needs to keep some of these top guys here. It's going to be tough to keep the top guys here in College Park.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk to best-selling author John Feinstein. Remember, Coach Turgeon from University of Maryland hoops team. They're 9-0. He'll join us at 9:40. But next, it's Thursdays with Feinstein on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.